Hare. Hare Krishna. So everybody is welcome at Sri Krishna Balaram Temple for morning Bhamarning Bhagavatam class. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto and chapter 8. And the chapter is entitled Dhruva Maharaj Leaves Home. Why Dhruva Maharaj leaves home, we know. He was insulted by his stepmother. And then he was guided by his own mother. She acted as the guru who shows the path. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri in 18 years, in evening time, in Yameshwar Gopinath or Tota Gopinath, used to hear Bhagavatam, Dhruva Charitra, and Prahlad Charitra. 5 times in a year, 100 times altogether. This is very interesting. What is most important about Dhruva Charitra that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Rasraj. Krishna himself, he was hearing it. It is the determination of Dhruva Maharaj. I want to see God. That fixed determination of Dhruva Maharaj was very much appreciated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he was hearing. And Prahlad Charitra was the another Charitra. Same 100 times Mahaprabhu used to hear. And what was important about Prahlad Charitra? All sufferings even comes from own father, he is ready to accept, but his determination was also very fixed and firm. The complete surrender. Without surrender, bhakti won't start. So these both are the excellent example of surrender. So he asked where to find God from his own mother. And mother said, forest. Everybody goes in forest. And he started for forest. Krishna within the heart knew the determination. He sent Narada Muni there. So Krishna sent Narada Muni there to guide. After testing the eligibility and fixed determination of Dhruva Maharaj, Narada instructed him in mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So he was doing Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan. He was chanting holy name in a Satyuga, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He's a grandson of Swayambhu Manu, third generation on this planet. The rule of the Uttanapada Maharaj was, is Brahmati, which is near Kanpur, Bithur. There was the rule, Maharaj Uttanapada, near Kanpur, place Bithur. He walked from there. Almost over 300 kilometers. And Narada Muni said, go to Madhuban. The place is most important. Where to go? Go to Brijbhumi at the bank of Jamuna, where you can easily get your purpose achieved. He reached there. The night he reached there, in the Tirtha Sthan, I was hearing Radha Govind Maharaj says, the night he arrived here, he fasted. First night in Tirath, one has to fast. Not on a phone, arrange my prasad, I am arriving. He fasted. And what did he do next morning? Took bath in Jamuna. And he started following the instruction of Narada Muni. And then we know first month, second month, third month, fifth month, only 12 days air, eating air. How to eat air? Maybe breathing only every 12 days. And fifth month, standing on one leg. It means up till 4 months he was standing on 2 legs. Less eating, more bhajan. There's no mention of sleeping at all. 6 months, This verse is 6 months. Not only is standing on one leg, he is standing on the big toe of one leg. And simultaneously chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, meditating on the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu as a Paramatma within the heart, fully absorbed in Naam Bhajan. So this verse is 6 months of Dhruva Maharaj's austerity, bhakti austerity. So let's read this verse and the purport. So the 6 months Dhruva Maharaj is having this austerity. What is the austerity?
Yathaika padena sa parthivar bhakas. Tasthau tad angushta nipirita mahi. Nanam tatraradham ibhindra dhishthita. Tariva svaitatra pade pade. Yadaika pade nasa parthivar bhakas. Tasthau tadangushta nipirita mahi. Nanam tatrardham ibhindra dhishthita. Tariva svaitartaha pade pade. Tathaika padena sa parthivar bhakas. Tathastau tadangushta nipirita mahi. Nanam tatrardham ibhindra dhishthita. Tariva svaitartaha pade pade. Tasthau tadangushta nipidita mahi. Namam tadardham idindra dhishthita. Tariva savyetara pade pade. Svavedya saitara pade pade. Tatraika padena sa parthivikar bhaka. Tathastu tadangushta nipidita mahi. Nanam tatrardham ibhindra dhishthita. Tadriva svayantartas pade pade. Yadyaika padena sa parthivar bhakas. Tasthau tadangushta nipidita mahi. Nanam tatrardham ibhindra dhishthita. Taraiva svaitartaha pade pade. Mothers. Tadaika padena sa parthivikar bhakas. Tasthau tadangushta nipidita mahi. ननां तत्रार्धमिभेन्द्रधिष्ठिता तत्रैव स्वैकेतः पदे पदे यदैकपादेन स पार्थिव्यार्भकः तसौ तदङ्गोष्ठनिपीडितमहि ननां तत्रार्धम् इपेन्द्रदिष्ट तरैव स्वैतरतः पदे पदे यदा
when एक with one पदेन लेग सह ध्रुव महाराज पार्थिव द किंग्स अर्भकः चाइल्ड तस्थौ रिमेन स्टैंडिंग तत अंगुष्ठः हिज बिग टो निपीडिता बीइंग प्रेस्ड मही द अर्थ ननाम बेंट डाउन तत्र देन अर्धम हाफ इब इंद्र द किंग ऑफ एलिफेंट्स धिष्ठिता बीइंग सिचुएटेड तरी इव लाइक ए बोट स्व इतरतः राइट एंड लेफ्ट पदे पदे इन एवरी स्टेप ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रॉपर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. एज ध्रुव महाराज द किंग्स सन kept himself steadily standing on one leg, the pressure of his big toe pushed down half the earth. Just as an elephant being carried on a boat rocks the boat left and right with every step. The most significant expression in this verse is Parthavi Arbhak, son of the king. When Dhruva Maharaj was at home, although he was a king's son, he was prevented from sitting on the lap of his father. But when he became advanced in self-realization or devotional service, by the pressure of his big toe, he could push down the whole earth. That is the difference between ordinary consciousness and Krishna consciousness. Uttanapada Maharaj was the ruler of the earth. He was his son. So king's son has no, he don't have that much power as a person who is a devotee has a power. That's what Prabhupada wants to say. The devotee, if he self-realized and Krishna conscious, he is more powerful than, and he is more privileged than the son of a king. Parthvi Arbhak. Arbhak means child. And the age of Dhruva Maharaj is 5 years only. 5 year only child. Not a demigod. Not some incarnation. Simple 5 year old child. But simply by full fixed determination, by taking shelter of the spiritual master, Narad Muni, by following his instruction sincerely, he realized Supreme Lord within the heart. And how? Why the earth was moving? Because he was carrying the Lord within his heart. Lord appeared within his heart. And Lord is the heaviest person because he contained the whole, all universes within his belly. Where all the universe goes at the time of annihilation? Goes into the belly of Supreme Lord. Vishwadhamine udara, tava udara vishwadhamine. We sing this in Kartik, Damodar Leela, your abdomen is the Vishwadhamine. Vishwa means all universes, they are resting in your abdomen. So one small five-year child doing his tapasya in Madhuban here at the bank of Jamuna, and the whole earth was trembling. And the example given how it is trembling, like elephant taken in a boat. Elephant in a boat, boat is swimming right and left. Anybody has the experience of a elephant in the boat? Let's go to Jamuna, take me, and you will have the experience. It will rock. To some extent, yes. What I want to say, but when we say boat was rocking, something just come in mind is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Prayagraj, and he was invited by then Vallabha Bhatt and the Vallabhacharya, and he took him in a boat, and boat was going through the part in Prayag, through the Yamuna river, which is blue in color. And Mahaprabhu, seeing Yamuna's blue color, was completely absorbed in the thought of Krishna, and he started dancing in the boat, and boat was rocking left and right, and Vallabha Bhatt was really thinking, what will happen? What will happen? Boat was rocking left and right. The whole world is rocking. That's what the whole world is rocking by the tapasya and devotion of Dhruva Maharaj. By his Naam Sankirtan, by his chanting of the holy name, with full absorption, the whole world was rocking, all earth was rocking left and right. So boat was rocking when Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan on that boat. So he went, he reached there, he took prasad. On the way back, Vallabha Bhatt, he never wanted to take him back in the boat by Yamuna. He was really afraid that the boat will, what will happen? He changed the route, he came by the Ganga side. It's a different route he took after that. So Dhruva Maharaj, the pressure of his big toe only, what it means, big toe only. It looks like when Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, in 10th chapter to Arjuna, all these are my different opulences, but why you are worried? They are all just by fraction of my one simple, it's like, ek ansena sthito jagat. Ek ansena sthito jagat. It is like that. Krishna is saying to Arjuna, I'm taking one hair, and this hair is this, and she have all the appearances are within this. I am separate from it. I'm more beyond this. It's not that. So only the big toe of this devotee, Dhruva Maharaj, making the whole world rock. Next verses we will see what is happening. What is happening is, he started breathing and the universal breathing stopped. And everybody was scared. Why earth was trembling? Not out of fear, as earth was trembling because of the Kansa and other cruel kings. No. Earth was really trembling out of ecstasy. Oh, here's a great devotee, right? That was a ecstasy of the earth. And all in this news reached all the way, Brahmalok. And Brahmanji was saying, Dhruva. All the demigods, Dhruva. Everybody was in ecstasy. They are choked, means Dhruva's astrology. Choked doesn't mean they were suffocated and then going to die, actually. They were so much astonished to see the great austerities of this young, not young, even Arbak, this five-year child, with determination. And the whole world was shaking. Prabhupada compared afterwards in some purpose. Devotees, if they are Krishna conscious, if they are preaching, the whole world can be made Krishna conscious. There's one verse which says, I think this verse, I will not be able to. Yad gayanti udgayanti nirtyanti kvachit hasati, something like that. If any devotee who is dancing, singing, crying, that type of ecstatic devotee can punati bhuvanam, he can purify the whole world. This is one of the verses in Bhagavatam. Marjadati. You remember that? This is something. Anybody remembers? This last word is punati bhuvanam. He can purify the whole world. And Prabhupada said, one devotee like Dhruva Maharaj can shake the whole world. So one such devotee can purify the whole world. Punati bhuvanam. Udgayanti nirtyanti kachid rudanti hasati. Something, these are all words are like this. Dancing, chanting, sometimes crying, sometimes rolling down. Such ecstatic devotee can purify the whole world. One devotee can purify the whole world. And Prabhupada has this mood in a preface of Bhagavad Gita. He said, if one becomes a pure devotee, I will feel my endeavor is successful. That's what the last line of the preface of Bhagavad Gita, which Prabhupada wrote in Sadhani sometime. Says, one devotee, pure devotee, then he can change the whole world. So that's what the it is taken. It's the whole world is shaken. Doesn't mean that it is shaken by... Take it like this. One person can shake the whole world by terrorism and blasting the Twin Tower. Why can't Dhruva, by devotion, can they shake the whole world in a positive way? So one person can shake the whole world. This we have seen. It's not that... how can one person in a small place, standing on one leg, can shake the whole world? When negatively terrorists can shake the whole world, why not positively devotee can shake the whole world? Positively in Krishna conscious way and everybody dancing. Rather than running and hiding, everybody should be dancing in the streets if the devotees do like that. Is it right? So it is easy to understand really. If one person can change. One person can make whole world really suffocated. Suffocated means they stop their breathing for a while. What happened? Something like that. Everybody is stunned. That's what it means. Either in surprise, positive or negative, but it is possible. So this Dhruva Maharaj, he was shaking the earth, which Prabhupada is considering. This is the difference between the ordinary consciousness and Krishna consciousness. In ordinary consciousness, you may get what you will be, after all. What you can be maximum in this world as a king, that's all. Is there anything beyond that? That's all you, the one, how far you can go? To be king, that's all. But that king's son here is rejected. He is not allowed to sit on the lap of his own father. But same, this Dhruva Maharaj, when he goes back after this austerity and realization of the Vishnu, then his father will come and receive him, and he will give him whole kingdom. What type of bhakta is Dhruva Maharaj? Artha-arthi. Prabhupada says he has all the desires of the world. But where did he go? He approached Lord Vishnu. He approached Supreme Lord. So with all desire, if we go to Supreme Lord, what is the result? In the process, our desires are purified. If you go with desire to some demigod, you can only get the result of the and you will get your desire fulfilled. But if you go to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, not only you will get your desire fulfilled, but in the process you will get desire purified. Therefore, this same Dhruva Maharaj will say, "Na yache." I don't beg anything. I don't need anything now. So his desires purified. But doesn't mean the Lord did not give him anything. What he desired actually? He told Narada Muni, I need the kingdom which should be bigger than my grandfather Brahma. Not father, but my father, grandfather Brahma. I need bigger than that. And a special Dhruva Lok, polyester, a special planet was created for Dhruva by Lord Vishnu. A special planet is created, which is when there is a dissolution, there is no, that planet is still survived dissolution. So what we should learn from this, It is better to be a devotee rather than a king in this world. And for becoming a devotee, what we have to do? We have to leave the home. That's what Dhruva Maharaj has left the home. And you have to leave the home. And when you leave the home, what do you leave behind? Loving mother. Bow down to the mother, like Dhruva Maharaj. Say, my dear mother, I want to join the temple and become a devotee of Radha Govindev, Radha Krishna, Radha Shyam Sundar. You know, when I go to there and I become a devotee, then you all will be benefited. Your life will be perfect. This is the best benefit I can really impart on my whole generation. Please bless me, let me go. So this type of devotee, he has to leave the home, he has to leave. What did Dhruva leave behind? Home? What did he get from home? Blessing of the mother. And that mother, we'll see in the end of this Dhruva character, when a celestial aeroplane came with a pilot from Vaikuntha, Sunanda, pilot, it was somewhere at the bank of Ganges, and Dhruva was transformed into the spiritual body, and he boarded on the planet, on that aeroplane. At that time he said, wait, I want to take my mother back because she actually blessed me to come here. So give this example to the mother when you leave home, that Dhruva got his mother. The another special aeroplane came for the mother too. So what do you want, my dear mother? You want really an aeroplane come from Vaikuntha for you to carry at that time, or you want really to be carried on the four shoulders to somewhere? From nowhere comes back. Somewhere from nowhere comes back. What do you think? It's very difficult, but that's what actually here Dhruva Maharaj is teaching, renunciation. But what type? Leave home. Leave behind all the facilities. Depend simply on Krishna. Depend simply upon Krishna. With full surrender. The sincerity of the Dhruva Maharaj is surrender. Sharanagati. It's completely dependent upon Krishna. Where in the holy land of Vrindavan? He came to Brijabhumi, the bank of Jamuna. And he got all the perfection. How can he get everything in 6 months? Only 6 months he got. In 3 months he was seeing the Supreme Lord within the heart. But in 6 months he saw the Lord face to face, and he was talking with Lord. Direct audience. So which is better, to be a king's son or king, or to be a devotee? But still we want to be small king of small house, small factory, small business. I have joined temple, I am full time in a temple, my body lives in temple, but my mind is still think of having something. This is very seriously if we think. So simply Prabhupada giving here, this is the difference between the ordinary consciousness and Krishna consciousness. So we should be Krishna conscious. It means a Krishna conscious devotee, a devotee who is fixed in devotional service, is in comparison very dear to Supreme Lord as compared to the king or king's son. You see, Parthvi Arbhaka, son of a king. But this king was not a small king of small kingdom. He was the emperor of the whole planet. Maharaj Uttanapada was the only king at that time on this planet. There was not other kings at that time. He was the only king. So he was the son of the only king. But Srila Prabhupada is giving this realization, to be Krishna conscious is higher than that. Because kingship is temporary. As long as this world is, you can be king. So many kings and so many charity workers were there. But the time passes, you forget their name. So many people you know who were kings, at least not wherever you lived, you know 10 generations back who was the king? No. But Dhruva Maharaj was in Satyuga, still we remember. So what is the there's a difference. King can be remembered only in one generation, two generations. But the devotee is glorified all over the world for all the times to come. So this was the first Manu's grandson, and now is the seventh Manu. This is the reign of the seventh Manu. And one Manu's reign is how big we know. The seventh Manu is going on. So just think, these glories of Dhruva Maharaj are for at least seven Manvantar minimum, if we calculate only one day of this Brahma. This one day of Brahma. Only we consider it's still the seventh Manu. So, not theoretically, practically we have to decide which is better, to be king in this world or to be a Krishna conscious devotee. We have to take this decision from the narration of the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. Which is long lasting, which is eternal, which is beneficial, which is appreciated by saintly persons, which decision we should take? To become a Krishna conscious devotee. We understand this, is it right? So it means those who are here, they have taken a right decision. You have taken a right decision. Now only we have to pursue it with sincerity and determination to achieve the goal. So this is the first part. In ordinary consciousness, a king's son may be refused something even by his father. But when the same person becomes fully Krishna conscious, within his heart, fully Krishna conscious within his heart, what it means actually, not outward Krishna conscious, dress or show or flag or designation, no, within inside I. What it means actually, Dhruva Maharaj did not go and publicize himself that I have realized God and banner everywhere that I am so and so and please act. No, he was simply living at Dhru Tila at the bank of Yamuna, and nobody was knowing where he is. So within the heart, when one is Krishna conscious, it means it is personal. It's personal means we are Sankirtan movement. We are so many devotees doing here Sankirtan. But individual unit, are we doing really bhajan? Are we doing individually doing Harinam? Individual as a unit. That's what it means, fully Krishna conscious within the heart. It means, are we following exactly what we are asked? And Srila Prabhupada in one of the lectures says, well, Dhruva Maharaj, austerities are too severe, which we cannot do and we cannot imitate. It's very difficult. But in Krishna consciousness, we have also austerities. But these austerities are not that difficult, Srila Prabhupada says. He said, well, these austerities, we don't say don't eat, but we say only eat Krishna prasad. So we don't say don't eat, but we say eat only Krishna prasad. So this is also austerity. You have to control. Ultimately, Prabhupada says, you have to regulate your eating. Prabhupada says, we don't say don't have sex, we said don't have illicit sex. We don't say don't eat, we said don't eat meat. But Prabhupada says like this. So we have regulated austerities, even in Krishna consciousness. Until unless we follow these austerities, which appears to be very simple, but for lifelong, some fortunate people can continue with all these austerities. It's not a question of 1 month, 1 day, 1 year. It's a question of lifelong, till the last breath. We have to practice this till the last breath. That is the beauty of this, that it's not temporary. This is not like a graduation in a college, you go for 5 years and you will get graduation. You go 3 years, you will get graduation. No. This graduation, pass or fail result is at the time of death. antakale cha mam evam sumam muktva kalevaram. That is the examination. And everybody has to appear in that examination. At that time, anybody remembers Krishna. That is, result is pass. At that moment, and that moment is how much? Fraction of a second. Example is given sometime when you go to the photographer to get your nice photo to be pasted on the passport. Then you sit there, you'll sit, so get ready, smile. And then he pushes the button. And when photo comes, your face is like this. You will fight. What is this? He said, well, I simply push the button. But what is there? A fly came at that time and entered nose. It's right at that time, just fly entered the nose and then button is pressed. What is the shape now? Is photographer responsible for that shape? No. One was taking photo, he was perfect. Camera and everything. But your face was changed. So at the last moment, it is that much time as to click the camera button. At that time, Hare Krishna, examination passed. At that time, something else, result is repeat. Back. How can we accomplish this test at the right last time? How can we really practice this? That's most important. That the only way is we have to practice continuously, regularly, sincerely. If we practice it, only we practice abhyasena to konteya vairagyena sagre. Only the process is abhyas, abhyas, abhyas. Practice, 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 practice. Only process, there's no other process. But one thing is most important. In Dhruva Charitra, we have to realize another one important lesson from the Dhruva Charitra. Dhruva did these so severe austerities. He realized, he saw face to face Lord Vishnu. Then he went back to home. He became a king. He became king. And his brother was killed by yakshas. And he became angry. And he was killing all the yakshas. Then Swayambhu Manu has to come and again impart association and guidance. What is the lesson to be learned? Which in the Mahaprabhu's words is Bhakti Janam Haite Bhakta Sange. Your devotional service takes birth only in the association of the devotees. But when you are self-realized or Krishna conscious, is still Bhakta Sangha Mukhya Ang, is still the association of the devotees most important. So even after having direct audience of Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Lord Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj needed the association of exalted devotee Swayambhu Manu and his instruction. So association of the devotee is important throughout life. Even after having direct darshan of direct audience of Lord Vishnu. Bali Maharaj was so fortunate that in front of him Lord Vamandeva was standing, and he himself washed that lotus feet of Lord Vamandeva, source of Ganga. Ganga is coming from the just left foot's big toe, piercing the universal covering and casual ocean, and that water is coming, that is called Ganga. How fortunate is Bali Maharaj that he is getting the water from the same lotus feet and putting on his head. How fortunate he is. Ganga is coming from there to the Dhruva Lok, to the heavenly planet, to the, on the head of the Lord Shambhu, then comes down at Gangotri, then comes down where we are in Haridwar. But he was getting same water from right there in front of, how much fortunate he is. But after that still, Lord Vamandev requested Prahlad Maharaj to accompany Bali Maharaj and give him association. He sent Prahlad Maharaj along with Bali Maharaj to Sutal Lok. Devotee's association is important even after having darshan of this. This you will see in Bhagavatam every step. Every step. Prathu Maharaj, he is a partial incarnation himself. He had a darshan of Lord Vishnu, but still he has to have the association of four Kumaras. So most important part, and Dhruva Maharaj will say, I don't need anything, I need only the association of your devotees. This is only the desire he will express ultimately, I need association of the devotees. So only the best benediction we should ask from Supreme Lord is association of the devotees. And to give association of the devotees, for the devotees, Prabhupada has created this whole Krishna conscious society. It's for the giving association. So that is the most important part of the devotional service, to live in association of the devotees. Of the five most important part of the devotional service, Anga, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, one is association of the devotee. But the all other four are only practical when they are in association of devotees. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in association of devotees. Doing worship of Archa Vigraha, association of devotees. Living in Dham in association of devotees. Chanting holy name in association of devotees. So association of devotees is most important. So we should value and we should really estimate the importance of the association of devotees. It's very rare. So we should really appreciate and admire that we are fortunate that we have association of devotees. And we should really take full advantage of this thing. One can argue, Srila Prabhupada writes, how is that Dhruva Maharaj, who was prevented from getting up on the lap of his mother, of his father, could press down the whole earth? Prabhupada is asking this question. This argument is not very much appreciated by a learned, for it is an example of Nagan Matrika logic. By this logic, one would think that because his mother in her childhood was naked, she should remain naked even when she is grown up. What it means, Dhruva, when he was child, same, he was not allowed to sit on the father's lap. How can he really move the whole earth? So, by mundane calculation, we cannot understand this. We cannot, with our senses, we cannot perceive this. This is sublime, this is transcendental, and it's like Krishna appeared, Kshirodakshayi Vishnu appeared within the heart of Dhruva Maharaj as Krishna appeared within the mind of Vasudev, and from the mind of Vasudev he is transferred into the mind of Devaki. In the same way, Krishna appeared within what was happening. When Vasudeva has Krishna within his heart, he was effulgent like anything. And when the Krishna is transferred into Mother Devaki's heart, she was also shining and effulgent. And it says, it is as if fire is covered by some cover. But she was so effulgent. And so much so that Kansa, who wanted to kill, his mind changed. Because Krishna was within the heart of Devaki. So Kansa's mind, whole consciousness changed in a moment. The whole king was changed. The consciousness of King Kansa was changed simply as soon as Krishna appeared within the mind of Devaki from the mind of Vasudeva. So when Krishna appeared within the mind of Dhruva Maharaj, whole consciousness of the world changes. The king's consciousness change means the world's consciousness change. The king's consciousness change means whole world change. That it means actually one person change, whole world change. So that's what it means. So now ordinary logic may not work in this, but Srila Prabhupada writes like that. Mother when born, she was a child, she was not wearing anything. So it doesn't mean that when she's grown up, she cannot. She can do it. Now, what it means, now Dhruva Maharaj has grown up in his spiritual consciousness. It is the growth of Dhruva Maharaj's spiritual consciousness that has manifested in the form of shaking the whole Mahi, whole planet Earth, as elephant is shaking the boat. This only one planet was shaken by Dhruva Maharaj, which is just like a mustard seed in the palm full of Lord Vishnu. So one mustard seed is shaking, what is the difference? As compared to the innumerable planets which are coming with each breath of Supreme Lord Vishnu and they're going in, this one planet shaking was a big deal from the point of a spiritual point of view, what is a big deal? But from material point is the biggest deal. Tari eva, tari. Tari means in which we swim. Tari is a boat. It's rocking. So whole world is rocking. It's not a big deal to understand this. Only one Srila Prabhupada in late age has rocked the whole world by Krishna consciousness. One person Prabhupada made all these whole of this world, all the continent of world to dance in ecstasy in Hare Krishna mantra, chanted in all countries. This is not something that you can imagine, but this has happened on this planet. Is it right or wrong? One person. And Prabhupada was once in a Hindi class, he was saying, I am one person, old man, and whole world is accepting Krishna consciousness chanting. And then Prabhupada said, and it was in India, it was in Hindi, so he said, you are thinking of one part which is separated from India, Pakistan, but if four more comes with me and we preach all over the world, then we can make whole world Krishna conscious actually. The world, he said, whole world India, what it means, we can make whole world Krishna conscious. That's what Prabhupada was saying. Me, one person, old man, has made that much revolution in the whole world. In each continent of the world, there is Krishna consciousness chanting going on. So this is a revolution. One person has brought this. So if few more join me, then we can make the whole world Krishna conscious. So one pure devotee, we have an example right in front of our eyes. In the last 30-40 years we have. So this is possible. This is possible, it says. The stepmother of Dhruva Maharaj might have been thinking in similar way. It means those who are less intelligent may think that how it can happen. Since she had refused to allow him to get on the lap of his father, how could Dhruva perform such wonderful activities as pressing down the whole earth? She must have been very surprised when she learned that Dhruva Maharaj, by concentrating constantly on the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, could press down the entire earth like an elephant who pressed down the boat on which it is loaded. So what is his stepmother may be surprised, Prabhupada is saying, but not the learned people. What actually it means, less intelligent person cannot understand the value of devotional service. Less intelligent person cannot understand the potency and value of a devotee and devotional service. Like a stepmother, since she was a woman, she stopped. But the learned people cannot say like this. What it means, in the eyes of the Mahajans, devotee is more valuable than king of this world. So this here, it ends the purpose, Prabhupada's purpose. And the message is, to be a Krishna conscious devotee is more important, it is an eternal achievement than to become a son of a king in this world. Any question or comment? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you.
go and learn from Dhruva Maharaj how to please mother. It takes more than 10 years. By that time mother will bless you. Usually our experience is after 10 years mother thinks now he is on the right path. Because I was hearing Mahanadi Maharaj at this stage, he says, when mothers are not giving blessing, then you chant Namaste Narsingha. Because he can only, obstacles can be removed by Narsingadev. That the consciousness of mother, which is bodily consciousness, can be purified and changed into Krishna consciousness by praying to Narsingadev Maharaj. That's what he gave the answer. It is because of their bodily attachment they are really worried for a time being, but really Krishna will purify them from inside in due course of time if you are sincere. If your pursuit is sincere, if you want to really be sincere Krishna conscious, sincerely Krishna conscious devotee, Krishna is also in the heart of your mother and he will change her heart too. It is depending upon reciprocal to your sincerity. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, we read in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat that Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Puri, Sri Dalaba, he was so eager to hear Guru Charitra, which is mentioned 1100 times. So I'm just trying to think what really made him so attractive.
Only thing I said is the determination of Dhruva Maharaj as a child to have a darshan of Supreme Lord, that eagerness to give up home, to give up everything, to reach to the Lord, is the ground from where we can reach to the devotion of the gopis of Vrindavan. That is a foundation. The Dhruva, determination of Dhruva is the foundation. That is a foundation of that foundation, giving up home, giving up all the comfort to reach to the Lord. That is what gopis were doing. That foundation is Dhruva. Dhruva Charitra is a foundation for that. Mahaprabhu was listening to Dhruva Charitra in the evening, but in the night, in the Gambira, he was listening to something else. So this is a foundation. Yes, Prabhu. And the most important thing Mahaprabhu was realizing was the determination of Dhruva Maharaj. And his firm, fixed, you know, one-pointed, I get God, nothing less than that. Even Narad Muni, his son of Brahma, if he don't help me to get God and he want to take me back home, I don't want really Narad Muni's advice. Yes, Prabhu.
But in Bhakti Rasamrita, it is mentioned Krishna Kritatya. I think
That's therefore the culmination, the height of the verse, antakale, the height of this verse is a last verse. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanu samra. That is the culmination of that verse. That is the Mahavakya of Gita. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu. Therefore, all the time, remember me and do your job. Therefore, if we reach to that stage, then Krishna will take care of everything. But simply, like, I mean, this example may not be good, you know, exactly for everybody, but generally people which are more just like pious coming to the temple, I am doing all this. So like Jad Bharat, he left kingdom, he went there, and he was doing nice bhajan, Gandaki, he was taking bath, but Antakale, deer, so Antakale become deer. So last photo was deer's photo, what can we... That example is there. And he was a good devotee. Jad Bharat was an ordinary devotee. He was, I'm saying, not. So Krishna will definitely remind him, maybe after one birth. It's not that one, for one birth is not a big deal for Krishna. The life is so big. So what I'm saying is, we should be all the time so much Krishna conscious. Our practice should be so perfect. I mean, so in one sense, that Krishna should be attracted. Devotee should come. Actually, how Krishna will remind us in the end? He will send someone devotee to sit around us and chant Hare Krishna, and that will remind us. That way Krishna will help us. So ultimately we need the help of the devotees. So let the photographer be devotee at that time. And he's Papa Prasad ka time ho gaya. Is it time for Prasad?
He was pretty government also. And to some extent he was in like kind of one of goodness also. And obviously he was at lots of pious activities that's in the born in such time. So
it's not actually speaking. Shripad Vallabhacharya says that Dhruva Maharaj was a great yogi in his last life. And once he saw a procession of prince going, so at that moment his desire was to become prince. So in the next life he become a prince. But to become a prince is less than a yogi. Therefore he was insulted. And therefore he was insulted. That insult was good for him to become again a devotee. So it is not one life's bhajan of Dhruva Maharaj that he got a darshan in 6 months. It is, he was a yogi before. That was one explanation given. It's already he was yogi. Simply he has a small desire to become a prince, so he become a prince for a while. But in prince also he was insulted, and that insult was very good for his Krishna consciousness. So he was not ordinary person, he was already yogi. He was a great yogi. It's not one life's business. Dhruva Maharaj's business are one life's business. Maharaj, some Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Dhruva Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupad ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Gopinath, Doya Karo.
Hare Krishna, bolo.